A gut voch, Rabboisai. It doesn't go. Lili Nishmasi Mimirasi Rusvus Mordechai. Today's cheer is sponsored by Mark Ashkenazi in honor of all the MDYers working hard to plant Siyumim in RBS, London, New York, Miami, Chicago, Los Angeles. Make sure to use the links being posted in your local WhatsApp groups to sign up. Wow. I just got this as I was walking out the door. I love this email, so I printed it. Even though I have all these to read, I like this one. This one is from a 14-year-old in South Africa. Dear Reb Eli, Shavua Tov. My name is Eli Bernstein, and I'm 14 years old. Started listening to your shir from Sukkah. I'm really enjoying it. I go to shul early with my father in the morning, and he tells me the main points so that I can understand your shir when I watch it later in the day with my grandfather. I look forward to watching it every morning, and I love your sense of humor. I just want to ask you, this Shabbos, I got called up to the Torah for Misha Berach. I wanted to bless you, but I didn't know your Hebrew name. You know, in Farakaway, the Gabbai, I never met the guy. He called me up without asking me my name. He figured, I don't know, maybe he heard in a shir or something. My father just said my name. My name is Elio Ben Yaakov. That's true. Oh my gosh, I forgot. Wow, that was good. Menachem Ater reminded me my father's real name. His name is Yaakov David. Oh my gosh. Oh wow, that's embarrassing. Do not edit. Busha is good for Rosh Hashanah. Elio Ben Reb Yaakov David. Very good. Okay. So please, can you send me a Hebrew name for next time? Thank you. I love it for your lovely shiur. In regards, Eli Bornstein, Cape Town, South Africa. Zalman Silver. I just want to thank you so much for the daily stream. I watch daily on all DAF app. I'm really looking forward to it daily. It's giving me a real enjoyment in my day. I've never loved learning the DAF as much as I do now with your shiur. Hashem should give you koyach, amen. And will to continue. At BS Mashiach, Hatzlocha, Yishkoyach. What is going on over here? There's a lot of stuff going on. Whoa, slow down. From David Wexelman. A whole arichas here. But bottom line is, Yishkoyach for the email. And, for 10 years I traveled the world healing religious Jews from anxiety, depression, visual stimulus in Lakewood. Hundreds of clients. David Wexelman. By Yisrael Alperin. Where is he? Where's Yisrael? Anybody see him? Miami? Yeah. I'd like to comment on the Nanuim, shaking of the Lulav and Esrog that we learned a few dapim ago when I was in Yeshiva in New Haven, Connecticut in third grade, the Rebbe, Rabbi Shulkraut, taught us to shake the Lulav and Esrog in six directions, three times in each direction. Always bring the Lulav and Esrog back to your heart. Keep in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in your heart and mind. That way, you don't shake the guts out of the lulav by shaking so hard. By Elchanan, this is Chanan Birenbaum. Dear, well, it was nice to meet you in Chicago in the beginning of August. You are super nice in person. You are super nice in person. You are such a nice guy. And it was such an honor and pleasure being able to attend your classes live. I hope to be able to do it again. One thing I forgot to mention. Basically, he got into a car accident and he believes that the reason why he walked out unscathed is because of his learning of the daf. That's what he decided. So thank you for being started each day by listening to Shir, 45-minute commute from Brooklyn to Queens. May Hashem bless you with Arichas Yomim. May He bless you with good health, happiness, atzloch, but also most importantly, Ksiv Chasim Toivo El Chanan. Okay, fine. That's enough for today. From Mordechai Sapoznik, since it only befit, he bought us the printer, the giant printer that's in my house. So he made this for the Shir. If anybody wants to hang this up, some Spiesen. Of course, if you check out the Gdolim, there's a lot of great Gdolim in this one. And the Shir as well. Mazel Tov, see you in the Sukkah. Great. I should do that? Then they're going to have to come up with a book this big. Guy with the Leo. No, thank you. You do it. I'll pretend I am Moicha. Yeah. Harry Shalom. Unbelievable. Yes. And the Oilam still thinks I paid for those bus things. It's unbelievable. All right, here, where are we? We're holding in the middle of a beautiful sugya. Rabbi said today's daf is daf nun beis. And it's very appropriate for Slichas tonight. We're even going to be talking about Tkiyah Shofar today. It's unbelievable how it all fits in here. So holding seven lines from the bottom, B'Motzai Yontav, Nun Aleph Amibayz on the bottom. So there was a Motzai Yontav. They did. Everybody got together. And the women came to the Beis HaMikdash. And they did a Tikkun Gadol, a great fix. My Tikkun Gadol. Omar Rebbe Lozor Bois, Ka'isa Shoshaninu, like we learned. Chalaka Isa Berishoina. The Ezes Nashim, I should have brought it, that we have a big thing here, but we'll show it like this. This is how it almost was in the beginning. You see these things jotting out here? That was added at a later time, says the Gemara. Chalaka Isa Berishoina, Vikifuog Zustura. They put out these little pieces of wood or whatever they are, but and then on top of that, they put these planks of wood. It's interesting that the Rashi in my Gemara, he says in French, planks. But other Gemaras have a different word there. I don't know what. But I don't know where he got. My Gemara has planks. Pei, lamed, nun, kuf, sin. Planks. But there are planks of wood that go to, and they would remove them. Every yontif, they would remove them. They just needed four. The Ezras Nashim. And why do they do this? Chalaka Isa Berishoina Vigifu Gizustro. Vitkinush Yu Nashim Yoshuis Milamalo Vanoshim Milamato. So the women sat in the balcony up there and the men were down below. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara explains. Berishoina Ho Yu Nashim Mibifnim Vanoshim Mibachutz. To start out with, the women were inside the Ezras Nashim. It was a once a year thing for that week. That's why it says, but they did other things in this Azara over here, but it's called Ezras Nashim because that's where they were. In the beginning, they were over here. The Anoshim Mibachutz, and the men were completely outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Chel, in the whole Harabayas. Vayubayim Ledei Kalas Roish. Nothing has changed. There's Taivas, there's Yetzahara, and things got out of control. So they decided that the women should be outside and the men inside. So in the beginning, the men would go inside, and now the men would come outside, which is a little, it might be a little more interesting and difficult. Why are you leaving? Ah, we know what you're doing. They didn't care. So then they decided the women are going to sit up here on the balcony. Doesn't seem like a whole lot of room up there, but they came. So, as I mentioned, Rav Moshe Feinstein says over here that you see that it's important for women to come to shul, to participate, to be part of it. Don't say, okay, since they're troublemakers and they're causing a lot of trouble and zitzara, so they should stay home maybe. No. We want them to come. We want them to participate, but we want to do it in a kosher way. So this idea of a mechitza and Ezras Nashim dates back to the Beis HaMikdash. And it's called a tikkun gadol, a great fix. But how could they possibly build anything in a Beis HaMikdash? Voksev hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem olai hiskil. Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem olai hiskil. So the Malach said, I got everything b'nevuah from the Nevi'im, Zechariah. I'm sorry, not Zechariah, but whoever was over there, God, Achoyza. And it's exact. The Beis HaMikdash is exact. You can't just build and make additions and do what you want. Rav, Darush. They got it from a pasuk. They got ahead of it from a pasuk. Says the Gemara Dafnun Beis Amud Aleph on top. V'safta haaretz mishpachos mishpachos levad. This is talking about in the future, in the time of Mashiach. There's going to be a hesped, and the Gemara is going to explain what. Eulogy. How do they do it? Mishpachas bizdavid levad unashem levad. They separated the men and the women. And this is la'asid lavai. Amru v'aloi dvarim kavachaymer. You can make a kavachaymer. Umah la'asid lavai shasuki behesped. Two things are going on here. First of all, the middle of a tsara g'dayla. There's a tremendous tsar going on. And when there's a tsar, the tsar doesn't play a role. And ve'ein yitzhar shayl b'hem. It's la'asid lavai. The tsar is gone. He's shechted. He's dead. Yet, it's interesting because Reb Sol Salanter says, if you think about it, what's a Yetzirah? What is the Yetzirah? Is the Yetzirah a natural instinctive thing and we have to control that instinct? Or is the Yetzirah more like a ruchni thing, like a malach that Kosh Baruch Hu puts in us to throw us off? Because we have our basic needs. You have the need to eat, the need to procreate, whatever, all the needs that are natural. Is that a Yetzirah or it's something else? So he says it's both. It's both. And from here, from this Gemara, you see this idea. Because the Yetzirah was shechted, yet there's something that remains. There's still some sort of taiva, even without the Yetzirah at all. But the Yetzirah adds to it. He pushes a person to Yisurim, etc. There's no Yetzirah, and they're middle of a levaya. Who's thinking about anything? Yet you have to separate the men from the women. Achshav, shasukim b'simcha. Now you're in simchas beis sheva. You're dancing. You're parting away like a wedding. The Yetzirah shoyel b'hem, and the Yetzirah is still alive and well. So you have the two things going against you. Alex kavakama. Certainly, you have to be careful. I'm just pointing out that in time of the Hesped, Lasa Lava, you still have to separate men from women, but the Yetzar is not there. But still, there's the natural desire. Hi, Spedo, my Avite. What was going on here? What's the Hesped? What's the story? So, this is Machloikis, really. Is Mashiach ben Yosef for sure going to die? Okay, but let's assume he's going to die. So, there's two Mashiachs. There's the Mashiach ben Yosef. He's the first Mashiach, comes, sets us up, gets us going, builds the Beis HaMikdash, and then he's going to die. So Klai Yisrael is going to be maspidim. And then comes Mashiach ben David. The reason why they were crying is because the Yetzirah was killed. So the obvious question is, why is that something to cry about? I can understand. The Mashiach, the savior of Klai Yisrael, he dies. Hadn't chsiv. It's like they were eulogizing him, they maspid him like a person lost his only son. Why would he make a hesped? Simcha b'olam hevad, should make a big suda. Amai b'achol. Says the Gemara, k'dor asher yuda lasa lavoi meviyak v'shbog l'yitzahara. Lasa Lava Akash Baruch is going to bring the Yetzirah. He's going to shech the Yetzirah right in front of everybody. Tzadikim nidme lohem kahar gavoya. This is a line that has so many people say so many different things that I'm actually confused. Tzadikim nidme lohem kahar gavoya. The tzadikim look at this Yetzirah that's shechted and they perceive him as a tremendous mountain. Rishayim nidme lohem kichut asayra. And the Rishayim look at him at the Yetzar and they see a hair strand. Halalu boichin, v'halalu boichin, and everybody's crying. So what's the truth? Is the Yetzar a mountain? Is the Yetzar a hair? Truth is that he's both. So I once heard from Rabbi Yaakovson, who said in my house, here the Rabbi Yaakovson from Ramat Beit Shemesh, he said that life is a mountain. You have to get to the top of the mountain, Mount Everest. You have to get to the top. But you don't jump to the top. It's small steps. You have to break the Chut HaSayra. Every day, you have to break a small hair. And that's how you constantly climb. So the Yetzirah is Be'etzem a hair. And you look at it at the end, and you say, look what I accomplished. I got to the top of the mountain. It's like Daf Yomi, right? This 2,711 daf. If you look at it like that, it's wow. Every day we do one daf, one Chut HaSayra, and then another Chut HaSayra, and then you look at that and you say, wow. The Mashal says they cry because that's it, it's all over. Once he's shechted, you can't accomplish anything anymore. You don't get schar for breaking it. Okay, let's see a little bit more. Tzadikim cry and they say, can't believe, how were we able to do it? In other words, we needed Hashem's help. What's wrong with us? How do we not overcome this? It's nothing. So here you see l'chayre that it's both. Because even HaKadosh Baruch Hu wonders kavayachal. Shenema koyam ha'ashem tzavakoiz. Ki yipole be'einai. She'er is home azeh. Bayom ha'em. Gam be'einai yipole. In my eyes I'm also wondering, why are you so concerned by it? Why are you not? Omer Rabasi, it's a hara. B'tchila doyme l'chod shel buchya. I think it's obvious. We see this all the time. A person has an addiction. Let's say addicted to alcohol, cigarettes, whatever it is, other things. So we know the first time not to smoke that first cigarette, not to take that first cup of alcohol after he broke his addiction, let's say. The first time, it's not that hard. It's like the how do you say it in English? A spider web, the one string of a spider. How do you say that? A strand of a spider. It's not that bad. But once you, if you're not misgaber on that strand of a spider, you take that one cigarette, that's it, you're done. Now you're addicted to cigarettes again. Once you take that one, it seems impossible to overcome the taiva. So the trick is not to bring yourself to that one strand of the spider. Don't break that spider. Don't break that little thing. You think, it's only one cigarette. I've heard it in my lifetime 100 times at least from my friends. You stop smoking for 2 years, I'm just going to take one cigarette. That's it. That's the nefila, that one cigarette. That one whatever. All right, that's what the Gemara is saying. B'tchila doyme l'chud shel buchya. In the beginning, the Yetzer Hara seems like just a very thin strand of a spider. Like the massive rope that you tie the bull to the machresha, to the plow. So it needs to be a serious, if you don't have metal, you take a serious rope. But that's the difficulty in all averis, in all addictions. Shenemar, hoy moishche ha'avoin b'chavli ha'shov, b'chavois ha'agolo chato. That's it. I'm just thinking now. So the same thing, it should be fakert. You do a little bit of a mitzvah, and be'ezer Hashem becomes like a voices ha'agolo, you cannot break. You have a seder, you do it for 2-3 months, and that's it. It's for life, be'ezer Hashem. Tanu Rabbanan. Mashiach ben David shasal yigalis b'mehera b'yameinu. I love this lashon. It's supposed to say amen. Mashiach ben David she'asid liyigalis. He's gonna come and redeem us b'mehera b'yameinu. The Gemara gives us a bracha. Oy melech Hashem Baruch Hu sha'al mimeni davar ve'etein l'cha. Ask me for one thing, like a genie. Ask me one thing, anything you want. Shenemar asapra el choik. Should be a choik in your memory. Ani hayoim ilaticha. I want to tell everybody that I birthed you. You're my son. Shal mi meni ve'etno goyim nachlasecha. Ask me, I'll give it to you. So by the way, this, people use this right here as the makar that if a person has a birthday, he has the ability to give a bracha. Ani hayoim ilaticha shal mi meni. Ask me anything and I'll give it to you. The Kivin Shira Mashiach ben Yosef Shinerach. So he's talking to Mashiach ben David. And he noticed Mashiach ben David already sees what happened to the Mashiach right before him. Shinerach, he died. All I need gezunt, I need life. I don't need money. I don't want anything. I just want to live. Life. Don't worry about it. You already got it from David, your forefather. Shinemar, Chaim, Shoal, Mimcha. No sateloi, and you're okay. Dorish of Avira, Vitemo Rabbi Shoven Levi, Shiva Shemo Yisheshle Le Yitzahara. The Yitzahara has seven names, like Shbochu Kroira, Shbochu calls him evil, Shenemar, Ki Yitzer Lev Adam, Ravenuro, Moshe Kroi Arel. He's Arel, he needs a bris, you need to chop part of him off. Shenemar, Maltim is Arlas Levavchem, double Oshin. He has two hearts, and has to be Nemo. David Kroy Tommy. Shinemar Lev Tar Brarli Kim. We have any singers there? Anybody? Menachem Atel, you want to sing? Bravo. Ruach nochoim chadesh b'kir mi. Yad ashlichem eini. Mi'il vanecho. Shkoyach, shkoyach. Shnemar, leiv tohar b'roli Elokim miklal diketame. Because Baruch Hu created a heart that's tar, so it's mashma that is also tame. He got the tar, but there's also tame. Shloim ekroy soine. He's an enemy. Shnemar imroiv soinacho. If your enemy is hungry, hachileu lechem lachem. What do you do? What's lachem? Torah. But there's two types of Torah. We'll see. Vim tzomei, and if he's thirsty, ashkeu mayim, and mayim is also a Torah. This is the Torah of a mechamtesh Torah, of a war. Okay. So if your enemy is hungry and he wants you to sin, give him Torah, learn Torah. Ki gichol amata choyse aroishoy. You have coals that you're mixing up on his head, Vashem Yishalem Loch. Atikri Yishalem Loch, Elo Yashlimeno Loch. So look at Rashi for a second. If you can see Rashi, Yashlimeno Loch, I thought it's a Gevaldik Elosh in here. He says, She is Sholem Yisrochoy Imcha, if you make peace with your Yetzer, Voyahavcha, and he loves you. If you could deal with him and figure him out, at the end he's going to come to love you, Rashi says. Yashlimeno, just a, they're not just going to make like a Cold War peace kind of thing. Vayavcha, he's going to love you, and he's not going to make you sin. Interesting. Yishaya kroi michshol. He's a stumbling block. Shenemar soilu soilu panu dorech. Harivu michshol miderechami. Yechetzkel kroi even, he's a stone. Shenemar vasirezi es leiv ha-even. Mipsarechem, he's a stone. Venasati lachem leiv basar. Take away the even, the stone, and I gave you Lev Basar. Yoel Kroy Tzfaini. Tzfaini is hidden. He hides, and then he pounces. Shenemar v'esat Tzfaini archik ma'aleichim. Tanu Rabbanu. So now the Gemara goes into a beautiful story because of this Tzfaini. You call him Tzfaini, he's hidden. V'esat Tzfaini archik ma'aleichim ze yitzahara. Shetzofen v'ayim ebelibis shal adam. He hides within the heart of a man. V'yidachte v'ler tzio u'shmama. Put him in a place where people are not there. Is panav elayom akadmoini shenasan eno b'mikdash rishayim v'chrivay. This yitzahara, he destroyed the first beis hamikdash. V'ari tamid chacham shabay, and he killed tamid chacham. So elayom achrayin, and at the end he destroyed the second one shenasan eno b'mikdash sheni v'chrivay. V'ari tamid chacham shabay. Va'ala va'ashay. And the smell, terrible smell, is that where the word comes from? Nachem. Vashoy. The what is it called? Buash, the truck. Comes from this? When in Eretz Yisrael, when there's a Afghana, there's a the protest, they bring this terrible, what? Yivish. Oh, that's what a skunk is called? Ah, so, okay, that's where they got it from. Skunk is a, I didn't, never knew the skunk is a buash. It's a buash truck. Smamish nervaim. Yeah. But Talta, huh? Never, I heard about it. They hang their clothes out in the yeshiva, like, you put it like, you can't go in, you can't walk anywhere. They have special buash clothes, I heard. We're going to Afghan, let's get the buash clothes out. Sanaim Shisrael obviously means Klal Yisrael. The enemies of Klal Yisrael is Lashon Saginah. Kehidil Asois. Amar Abaya. The Yitzhahara goes after the Talmid Chacham more than anybody else. And the Gemara says, Kiho, the Abaya, Shamil Ahugavra, the Kohamer La Yitzha. Abaya heard somebody telling a woman, Nagdim Venezel Burcha. Obviously, she wasn't his wife. Let's go. We have a long way to go. I need to go somewhere. You need to go. Let's get up early. Let's go out on the way. Omar Ezel, Afrishinu Me Isuro. It's my job to make sure that there's nothing bad going on here. Let me make sure that nothing funny. Ozal Basrayu Tlasa Parsa Bagma. He followed them, he spied on them for 3 parasites. Kavaparshim Hadadi, they were about to split ways. Shaminu de Koamri, and he overheard them saying, Orchin Rachiko. We have a long way to go. But Saftan Basima was such a smamish good time we had together going, Chaval, that we can't go together and continue. No, we have to split ways. That was the end of the story. I had a story that I wanted to say, but I asked people and they told me not to say it. So I'm going to say it anyway. And if it's not a good story, if I shouldn't say it, you'll let it. I'm just saying it because it's Motzei Shabbos. It's a silly story, but whatever. I was about 18 years old. It was in the summer, and I was in a store in Walmart upstate. Anybody who went upstate New York knows about the Walmart, the famous Walmart there. Anyway, you know about it? Yeah, on the show at Walmart. And I see a frum girl. She looked like a frum girl to me. She's hanging out with this. Did it look like a guy? So I'm looking. I said, maybe she's not frum. Maybe he's not a guy. No yarmulke, that's a guy. And all of a sudden, like he comes, like he starts kissing. I got to do something about this. I'm in charge. I got to do something. So I start spying on them, like 3 parses from the Agam. And I go, they go, make a left. I make a left. I come around. It just doesn't look good. There's all of a sudden, he's holding his hand and this. It's like, so I say, okay, that's it. So I walk over to them and I said like this. I figured, what am I going to say? If she's not Jewish, I'm standing like a mishogana. So I say, are you from? So I figured, if she's not Jewish, she'll say, no, my name is Stacy. I don't know what. And if she's from, she'll say, yeah. So of course, she says, yeah, I'm from. Could I help you? I said, yeah, what's going on here? She said, oh, he's my father. And look, yeah, it looked like your father, Taga. He was like 20 years older than her, Shaita. Okay. You know, I just wanted to bury myself right there and then, but weiter. Are you going to take the story out? I love thumbs up or thumbs down. Should we keep the story in? Keep the story in? Big canoe. Anyway, you know, I was happy to see this Gemara. I made a mistake. It was the father. But if not, maybe you have to be my chataka. I don't know. Omar Abaya. Listen, the Galad Dar Abaya, nothing better to do just to walk 3 parson, follow somebody in the agam, in the hole, in the riverbank, and hide behind the tree, and listen to what they're saying. Omar Abaya. But he's very upset. He's very distraught. Iman de Sonny Li Hava. He's talking about himself, says Rashi. If my enemy had this situation, loy have a motzi loy kume nafshei. I cannot believe this couple. They're not a couple, sorry. A man and a woman, they didn't belong together. And they controlled themselves. They went on their separate ways. Nothing happened. Now, obviously, they were over on yichud. You're not allowed to walk with a woman like that, but, you know, in private, whatever, I don't think. That's their problem. They ask, how is Abaya allowed to? And that's 2 men and a woman. It's also a problem, but it's okay. But Abaya says, I know about myself. If that situation occurred with me, I would not stand the Nisayan. End the story. Ozal, Tolanav Shebi Bur Dadashu Mitzari. He leaned up against the door like a person that's very bizarre. He's distraught. He's thinking to himself, why am I like that? Why can't I be Mizgaber? And this guy looked like an Amaret. He's over Yichud, but he had no problem. He went weiter. Osa Usabo. Eliyo Anovi comes, Tonalei, and he said to him, Kol HaGodol Mechavero Yitzroi Godol Memenu. We have a clout. The greater a person is, the greater the Yitzhar is. And what's Pshat Rabbi Yisrael? Why is it like that? Because, what? Oh. Because this world, like you guys are saying basically, you have to make the fight fair. It has to be a fair fight. And because he's so much greater and his Yetzer Tov is greater, so it wouldn't be fair if his Yetzer Hara was smaller, remained the same size. His Yetzer Tov would always be misgaber. And in order for him to have the bechira, like you're saying, the fight has to be fair. In life, everything is, there's a perfect balance between good and bad. So don't worry about it. Yes, you would have been nichshal, and he wouldn't, because your yetzara is greater than his. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, yetzara shel adam is gabal b'chol yoyim. His yetzer gets stronger every day, all day. Shenemar. Rak, here's the pasuk, the famous pasuk. Vayar Hashem ki rabba ro'as adam b'reishis b'aretz. B'chol yetzer machshavos liboy, his all his thoughts, rak ra kol hayoyim. Rak rakol ayon. That's it. You just turned to the Beis Amud Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shiduchim Refus and Yeshuas, please join Tehillim.Avindav.com. And by Shlomo Lazarian from Los Angeles, in honor of Rabbi Eli's wife for sacrificing her life in order for me to prepare Shir Yishkoyach. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Yitzri Shal Adam is Gabra Allah B'chol Yoyim. His yetzer is interested in his death, wants him to die. He wants to, that's his interest. Now, it's not a complete, like he doesn't help us completely, otherwise there'll be no peer again. But he gives us some help, because without his help, without some basic help, we'd be lost. I actually had a story, a Maisa Shahaya, I couldn't believe it. And I just came to Eretz Yisrael and I started learning Kiddushin. I don't know if I just came to Eretz Yisrael, but I started learning Kiddushin with the Daf. And I was trying to learn right here in this Beis Medrash behind us. And one of my friends came over to me and it was Daf Lamed in Kiddushin, Omer Aleph, and he starts bothering me. So I said, I don't understand. It says in Gemara, in Pagab Becham Menuvel Zeh, this Menuvel, Moshchei Leves HaMedrash. Maisa Shaya, I'm telling you, it happened with him. And they laughed, whatever. I said, but it's not working. I'm trying to learn. I'm in the Beis Medrash. And I turned the page, and it's in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. And I didn't see it. It was like unbelievable. I said it, and fine. But here it is again. In Pagab Becham Menuvel Zeh, this disgusting creature, the Yetzahara, it's hard to say because, you know, you don't want to be misgara boy, but okay. If you bump into him, in other words, you're having a major problem with him, he's getting to you, and you don't know what to do with him, moshcheyu lebeis hamedrash, schlep him to learning, learn the daf, and he's going to go away. Yisrael Salanter says over here that, and we know this, the Vilna Gaon says, but Yisrael Salanter says that the greatest antidote to averus is Torah. And if a person has a certain avera that he's trouble with, let's say Lashon Hara, you should learn the halachas of Lashon Hara. I mean, it's obvious, kind of, but that's what he says. Moshchei lebeis hamedrash means, according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, learn the halachas that are negeya to you and what you're nichshal in, and what you have trouble, you're struggling with. Im evenu nimoyach, if he's a stone, he will, what's the word? Melt, no. Dissolve, melt is good. In Barzalu, mispoitzes, and his metal, he'll blow up. In Mevenu, Nimoyach, the Chsiv, Hoikol, Tzameilu, Chulamayim. So, Uchsiv, Avonim, Shochek, Umayim. The water is going to dissolve the stone. The water of Torah will break the stone. In Barzalu, mispoitzes, the Chsiv, Halikhoi, Dvari, Ke'esh, Nu, Mashem, Uchepatish, and like a hammer, he fights it, Salah. Omer, Bishmol, Banachmeni, Omer, Bionisam. First, he trips him up in this world. Umayyad, and then he comes and he testifies against him. Umayyad Allah of the Oil Mamba, Shanema Mifanik Minoyar Avdoi, Vachrisoi, Yea Manoin. At the end, there'll be Manoin. And the Gemara says, Shekain Ba'akbach, Shuribchia, Koirin Lusahada Manoin. Okay, sounds a little difficult. So I found this from Masechta Shabbos. Actually, the one for today's daf, I didn't find. I had to make it. I just want to show you real quickly. There's different secret languages in Lashon Kodesh. This one is called Achaz Beta. It's Aleph, Ches, Samach, Beis, and these could interchange. If you want to write an Aleph, you could do a Ches or Samach, whatever. That's one. Everybody knows this one. This one is Atbash, yeah? The Aleph and the Tav. So instead of writing Aleph, you write a Tav. Instead of a Beis, you write a Shin, etc. This one is El Bam. Gan Das. It goes this way. Fine. Here's ours. This is called Atbach. Aleph Tes Beis Ches. What's going on here? You want to make tens. So Aleph plus Tes equals 10. Beis 2 plus 8 equals 10. 3 plus 7 equals 10, etc. But then you get to the hay and he's stuck all by himself. Because he doesn't have a counterpart. You can't do two hays. Okay. That's section one, the tens. Then you go to the hundreds. Chav. Oops. I got the wrong one. This is I had to redo it. Okay, sorry. That's the same thing. I just had a chav and a tav on the bottom. So chav and pei equal 20 plus 80, 100. Lamed and ayin, 30 plus 70, and mem. And then you have the nun all by himself. Great, that's the hundreds. And then you have the thousands. Kuf plus, this is tzaddik sofi, this is considered a thousand. It's 100 plus 900, 200 plus 800, 300 plus, no, this is nun sofi. 400 plus, whatever. Okay, they equal 1,000 somehow. And then you have the Chaf Sofi, which is by himself. So the bottom line is, the Hey, Chaf, and Nun are interchangeable because they're by themselves. Oh. So now you have the word Manoin, Manoin. So the Mem equals Samach, the Nun equals Hey, and let's see how that works. The Mem is over here by this arrow, so the Mem is Samach, so it interchanges, the Mem and the Samach. The nun, two times you're going to have the nun, and I don't know, I still can't figure out why, because maybe something's wrong over here, but the nun turns into a hey, and the nun sofi also turns into a hey. But I don't know, I don't understand why, because over here you have the nun sofi with the shin, it should be shin. I don't know. Maybe somebody could write into me and explain to me. Maybe I have something wrong here. The point is that these three, so, ha, because the nun could interchange with a. You see, nun and hey interchange. Nun, hey, and chav could interchange. So, because the word manain equals sahada. Sahada means a witness. That's the whole story. So, he did all this to get that in Reb Chiya's secret language of Atbach, manain means a witness, and therefore he's going to witness against you. Ravuna and Rami. Ravuna asked a question. Ksiv kiruach zinunim hisa uksiv bekirbam. Is it a ruach from the outside? Is this yitzahara external or it's internal? It's within you. B'tchila hisam. He starts out from the outside. B'lebesoyv bekirbam. Then he becomes part of you. Omer Rava b'tchila kroy helach. He's just a guy walking by. B'lebesoyv kroy reach. He becomes a guest. B'lebesoyv kroy ish. Then he becomes you. This is a pasuk when David HaMelech gets a little musar for taking Bathsheba. So he says, what are you doing? You're taking from the poor, a poor person, you're taking his only sheep. So it starts off Helech. And then it becomes Oireach. Then he became a man. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Eiver Katan Yesh Leladam, person has a small organ. Marivoi Saveya, if you starve that organ, then a person is satiated. Masbioi Roev, and if you keep on feeding it, it gets hungry. So according to Rashi, I like Tosis Pshat, but according to Rashi, it means that if a person is Isaac with Arayas a lot, then when he's older, he loses his strength. Tosis says that the more you feed the Yetzihara and Arayas, the more he wants. If you starve him, then you can control him. Shenemar kamirosam vayizbo sov v'yorvim. Or Rav Chana bar Acha, Amar Bei Rav, arba mischart aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebram. Now, you know, like the Torah says, Yad Hashem, Af Hashem. These are mishalim. Hashem doesn't have a hand. Hashem doesn't have charata. It's a mashal. Ve'eloim. he regrets creating galus. In other words, they don't have anything for themselves. They're just there for other people, to trip other people up. Galus, Kazdim, Yishma'ilim, that we're dealing with unfortunately today, V'yetzer hara. Galus d'chsiv, atom ali poinu mashem kilukach amichinam. For no reason. Galus, you took my nation for no reason. In other words, Hashem el-charat. Kazdim, d'chsiv, hein eretz kazdim ze'om, lo'yhaya. Shouldn't have happened. Yishma'il d'chsiv, yishloyu oyalim, they're people of tents, right? Yishma'ilim. L'shoydidim, uva tuchoiz, l'margizei el. L'asher hevi eloi kabi yodai. It's hard to say, v'asher hari oisi. Omer Be'echner, l'mali shodish mekabayis halalu, m'smaitu ragleim shal seneim shal Yisrael. Without these three psukim, Klai Yisrael will be in big trouble. In other words, these psukim help us out l'asal lovim when we're at the din, and Hashem says, why did you sin? Look, you yourself said, chad chsiv v'asher hari oisi. I created the Yitzhara, I put it in you, so it's your fault, Hashem, not out. V'chad chsiv, happens to be that in today's slichas, in tonight's slichas, this is mentioned in more or less, but it's famous on Yom Kippur night. We sing it. Fine, it doesn't say these exact. It says choymer biyotzer. Maybe you'll find it when you say it tonight. V'idoch v'asiroisis leiva evem ibsarchem v'nesati lachem. Listen, it's not a complete excuse. It's not a great defense. But it helps us out. Without this, Hashem, you put it there. You try to trip us off. Yes, we should have been oimed in the Nisayan. We weren't, but it's your fault. So otherwise, we'd be completely erased. Right afterwards, it says, so it's your fault. Hashem showed me four craftsmen. Man, Ninu, Arbo, Choroshim. What are the four craftsmen? Oron, Chana. Bar Biznom, Rav Shim Chasido, Moshiach ben David. Moshiach ben David and Moshiach ben Yosef, they're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, rebuild Klal Yisrael. Velio, he built the Mizbeach. The Kohen Tzedek is Shem ben Cham, who helped build the Teva. Masiv Rav Sheshes. Hold on. Shem ben Noach. What did I say? He said Shem ben. Yeah, Shem ben Noach. He helped Noach build a teva. Says the Gemara. Mazar of Sheshes. So who said this? Omar Rav Chana bar Bizna. So Rav Chana said that you have Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. These are the builders. Ask Rav Sheshes to Rav Chana, Ihachi, Haina de Chsiv. Actually, they're the ones that dispersed Klal Yisrael. They scattered Klal Yisrael. They didn't bring Klal Yisrael. They're not builders of Klal Yisrael. Okay, continue the pasuk. They came to scare them. The ones that are, it's two separate things. You have the ones that are the builders, and you have the ones, the goyim, that are going to scatter Klal Yisrael. Omalei, ba'adei chana, ba'agata, lomali. I shouldn't have started out with chana. He, when it comes to agata, he is a professional. Hold on. It's just all, okay. V'hoyo ze shalom, ashur ki yavoy v'artzenu v'chi yidrech b'armenesenu. Of seven shepherds, who are the seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael? So you have David Ba'emtzai smack in the middle. Adam Sheis u'musushelach mi'iminoi, to the right of him you have Adam Sheis u'musushelach. Avram Yaakov u'Moshe b'smoilim, and you have Avram Yaakov u'Moshe on the left. What happened to Yitzchak? Say Yitzchak went to save Klal Yisrael. We learned in Masechta Shabbos Daf Peites, I think it was, that Yitzchak, he made this whole argument with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You take them and this, and I, my whole half a life, the whole this whole argument that he had with him. So he's the lawyer for Klal Yisrael. He saved Klal Yisrael. Uman niu shmoyne sichi adam, Yishai b'shol u'shmuel amos u'tzefanya tzitkiya, something got tzitkiya and they put chizkiya, u'mashiach v'eliyahu. Arba usul amos. All right, so now we're back to the Mishnah with the Simchas Beis Sheva, and there were four lamps with oil, and there was a tremendous amount of light in Yerushalayim. Tana Gava Shamanoira Chamishim Amo was 50 Amo tall, approximately 100 feet tall. Rashi says on the Mishnah, Bachurim. Where did Rashi get it from? From right over here, L'chaira. Maybe there were 7-year-olds. Where did Rashi get that? The Bachurim, like 18-year-old kids. So the Gemara says, Ibailu. May of Esrim Log Kulu? I guess you could learn from the Mishnah itself. It was 30 log. How could a kid carry 30 log? But anyway, is it 30 log or it's 120 log per kid? Tashmai b'deim kadi shemesh shloishim shloishim logim. Look, it's 30. It says Mefurish in the Brayis at 30. Shem kula mev esrim loy. 4 times 30, 120. Tana, v'heim shubachim ayyoyser mibno shamata bat spazisus. There was a Kohen, son of Marta bat spazisus. And he was extremely strong. Omru al b'no shamata bat spazisus. Shoyinoytel shte yirecho shashar. He could carry 2 thighs of an ox. Shashar ha-godol shal kuach b'elav zuz. Imagine like a buffalo, a massive one that costs a lot of money, weighs a lot. He's able to carry 2 thighs himself. And he wasn't running. He didn't have to run. He went from his toe to his heel. We know the amount of Kohanim, I think it was 24, that took up the parts of the animal up onto the Mizbeach. Because of the idea of Baravam Am Hadras Melech, it's better to serve Hashem with many people than one person be mighty everybody else out. In what way were they better than this Martaba Spice's son? Ilam Shum Yukra. This is because the weight, Hani Kir Tve, it's not true. He carried, in terms of pounds, he carried more pounds. 2 thighs weighs more than 30 lug of oil. Ela some kevesh umaruba veloy zakif. He went up a ramp, and it was Maruba, meaning the, I forgot the word. Where was, what's his name? Shmuel told me, you guys will have to tell me, the pitch to the rise to run. Rise to run was 4 to 1. 4 amma run, 1 amma rise. So what's the big deal? So he carried 2 thighs, up a nice smooth ramp, but they had to go up a straight ladder 100 feet with 30 lug of oil. That's more difficult, says the Gemara, than what the son of Marta by Spices did. They were straight, and therefore it was a lot more difficult. Have a wonderful week. Oh, you know what? Let's go 2 more lines. We'll get to the top over here. Sorry for your closing. You could hear about pets, only 2 lines. There was so much light that a woman was able to sift through her chitim, her grain, to see if there's any bugs or anything with the light of the Beis HaMikdash. So let me ask you a question. Is that permitted? The light from the Beis HaMikdash is Kadosh, and it's Mi'ila. So Taisa says, Enochanami, it's not permitted. She didn't do it. Nobody's ever done it. It's just, she could have done it. There was so much light that you could do it, but nobody's ever done it because it's actually Mi'ila, even though it's Koil Mara. Okay. Have a wonderful week. Zeit Gezor.